and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Hello and welcome to Radio Gaga. My name is Joshua and I am here with the lovely Mel today. How are you today, Mel?
I'm really good. It's really lovely weather out this week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to rain until Sunday, so we better get to the beach, make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you been up to, Josh?
Well, my dad's been in hospital, folks.
Ooh, what for?
He had appendicitis and his appendix exploded.
Exploded, like a cartoon exploded, I imagine. No, I'm sure it was quite serious.
It was, he nearly died.
Yeah, so how did you find out?
He came back from Wellington and he wasn't well. So I found out that he was sick and I asked Mum how he was, and then she said that he was sick and then got worse and worse and worse. So he had to, it was going on for about a month until they finally found out what was wrong with him.
A month?
A month. He nearly died. A month.
So they had exploded a whole month ago or just recently?
About a month.
Before he went into hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's a strong man. Because usually if that happens, you go, like, rush to the hospital, right?
Mm.
So
they didn't know what was wrong with him until...
No.
Well, as far as I know, yeah.
So he would have been checked out before, but then they didn't really find anything.
Yeah.
Okay, until it was, like, emergency critical.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how did you find your experience at the hospital?
I didn't actually go up and see him.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was going to, but I didn't know anything about it until he was in hospital.
Okay. Because I was wanting to know what you thought of the accessibility at the hospitals. Because when my partner was in hospital earlier this year, I was involved in two different locations with Middlemore and Auckland. And I found Auckland the most accessible.
Mm.
And Middlemore is a bit crazy, really, like... Mm-hmm. All is maze, basically. But you've been to the hospital, in hospital yourself, quite a few times. So you'd know what your father has been through.
Well, he nearly died, that's all I know.
Yeah.
And it was pretty serious, like, because I didn't know that he was going to survive it or not, but I knew that something was up. Because the way that my mother was talking to me, and yeah, I knew that something was up, but I didn't know what until... Mm. He came out of hospital himself and told me.
Yes, your mother probably didn't want to let on too much because finding out about that kind of thing can really hold you back from the rest of your week.
Oh, he's on blood thinner at the moment to help him get through his, because he's on blood thinner for about a year, half a year, I think.
He will be.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So all the best for him and... Hope he survives and gets through his pain and everything that he does. And
yeah. Yeah, well, I wish him the best too. All of us at Radio Gaga do.
Yeah.
So let's listen to a song now and chill out.
Chill out.
Yeah. No, I just had a little bit too much of Hennessy. Just gonna tell you how I feel.
So fucking precious when you smile.
Yeah.
Hit it from the back and drive you wild.
Yeah.
Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just had to let you know you're.
What?
so fucking happy you're alive. Swear to God I'm down. If you down, all you gotta say is right. Yeah. Girl, anything I could do just to make you feel alright. Oh, I just had to let you know you're fine. Running circles around my mind. Even when it's rainy, all you ever do is shine. You on fire. You a star just like Mariah. Man, this feel incredible. I'll turn you to a bride. You're mine. Hands on your body. I don't wanna waste your time. Feels like forever. Even if forever's tonight. Just lay with me. Waste this night away with me. You're mine. I can look away. I just gotta say.
Disability news. A mother of a disabled child in the UK is furious after a heartless person left a nasty note on her car, questioning her right to use a disability parking badge. Emma Gehring was accused of being lazy when she used the blue disability parking badge for her disabled son, who has complex medical needs, in Milton, UK. She told the BBC that she used the badge on Tuesday afternoon while she visited the doctor and waited to pick up her son after school time. When she returned to find that the note was on her car, it read, "Laziness is not a disability. Using a disability badge when you don't need it could cost you $2,000 and permanent removal of the badge. Don't take your good health for granted," the note continued. The 26-year-old mother slammed the culprit as heartless. She says, "For you to have the audacity to have the note on my car without confronting me or asking me why I parked there, I would have quite happily told you or showed you my son's peg in his stomach, which I may have added is the only way he is fed." Miss Gehring wrote in a note on Facebook, "I think it is disgusting how people can judge so quickly." She said not all medical disabilities are always obvious, and hopes for her post to go viral on Facebook and to find the person that was responsible for the note.
I believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band, so. You're not even speaking to my friends, no. You know all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling. Like it's Jonas, Jonas. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget. But I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now. Better now. You only say that cause I'm not around. Not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Let you down. Would've gave you anything. Would've gave you everything. You know I said it. I am better now. Better now. Seen you with your other dude. He seemed like he was pretty cool. I was so broken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life's changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now. Better now. You only say that cause I'm not around.
So lonely. Most Friday nights end up looking this way. up so high, now I'm drunk on the feeling. Boredom comes next and I stare at the ceiling. Most Monday nights end up looking this way. End up looking this way. Young and I'm broken, I live on a sofa. When it gets hot, yeah, we get drunk again. We get wild, we let down, yeah, we're foolish and scared. We run and we jump when we feel unprepared. But I got your back if you make a mistake. If you make a mistake.
Interesting that she didn't really want to disclose her disability to the person. Like, she couldn't even find the person to tell them, like, you know, my son has a disability. Like,
yeah.
She missed out on telling them the reality of her son's life and
the
what he
reason.
Goes through. Yeah. And I hope I never have to experience that. Have you ever got nasty notes like that, Josh?
I wouldn't have a clue. I've been called names, but that's about it.
Oh, and it makes me wonder, like, in a work situation or at a party like myself, I mean, do you disclose in your workplace where you work now, Josh, a new job,
yeah.
that you have a disability to your colleagues, or is it obvious
well,
to them?
I like to keep things to myself, like, because if I meet someone and they start teasing me, I'll say this to their face, take a walk in my shoes. I'll take off my shoes and you can hop in my shoes. And I'll show you how I live and show you what I have to deal with every day.
Yeah, so if you feel like you disclose it, do you think people are going to judge you for that? Like, what your capabilities are?
I've got very good capabilities, but if they yeah. want to disclose it, then it doesn't bother me. Like, nothing anymore bothers me. Like, I just go, whatever.
Yeah, because I find when I'm going to a party with a lot of new people around, I don't really want to disclose that I have a disability because a lot of people have said to me, oh, I didn't even know that you had a disability. It's much like this lady's son. It's not obvious that I have a visual impairment Yeah. And I was recently at a party and one young lady disclosed to me that she had bipolar and that she also had children with disabilities. And I thought, oh, I could probably relate to this lady, but yeah. I mean, how comfortable am I disclosing it just to relate on that level? Mm. And she was very comfortable with it. And yeah. I thought, I mean, she's pretty drunk, but, you know, do I need to be as drunk as her? But is it something within me that I'm somewhat still not comfortable with? Like, I was born with my disability, right? And yeah. so were you. So we've grown up with it and we've come to terms with it. But when it comes to disclosing it and being liked and wanted in a social situation, it's difficult.
It doesn't bother me anymore what people say, you know? It's just like, yeah, I got a disability, so what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like that too when I'm on my own and around my family and really close friends. But when it comes to people that I don't really know, I'd rather, like, relate on some other subject or level before I, like cars or music or makeup or something before I sort of disclose that I have a disability. Yeah. I mean, get them to like me before I say, you know, what I was born with.
But when I first met you, I didn't know that you were short-sighted until we first had our first interview, and I was like, she's got a disability. And I didn't, it clicked after that you had short-sighted, and I quickly accepted it, you know? I quickly accepted you for who you are and how you see the world in your eyes.
Yes, well, I suppose that was quite a realisation for you, a quick one at that. But even so, I think in that way, you know, between you and I and everyone else, we need to look at the person that's in front of us and just take them for who they are.
Yeah.
And not question all the time, is this person have a mental illness or a health issue or a physical challenge, you know, just take them for who they are.
I was born with it and I'm happy, you know. I was born with Lim syndrome and I'm very, very happy. I'm happy tappy.
Well, you just get on with things, don't you, Josh? Yeah. And you live a fulfilling life. And I do too, and that's what this show is really about, is showing you and encouraging you that you can too. That you can go out there and
you can push your limits if you have the ability to, and I have done that. I've pushed myself. I've even gone to a course, and 2 weeks' time I'm graduating, and I'm looking forward to that. And it's something that I've wanted to do, and to actually go to a course and sit down and learn semesters and learn our first assessments in the mornings, and
And it's a lot of work, and it's challenging for you too, isn't it, Josh?
The lectures that we have in class, and we're learning different things, and
Yeah, because with your Williams syndrome, and from what my observation with you, Josh, is that it's hard to keep your attention. So when you're studying and sitting in a classroom all day, I hope they mix it up a little bit for you, and the rest of the students as well, I suppose.
At that, the day after our graduation, we're going to Fortuna up at the Sky Tower for a nice lunch.
Ooh. Okay, well, you'll get to see some really lovely views. Will that be in the evening or a lunchtime?
Be a lunchtime thing.
Okay, you're about to see the whole city then. Shame if it wasn't nighttime, because sometimes they have the light shows over the Harbour Bridge.
That's very
cool. Never gone to see one yet, but
have you been to Fortuna?
Yes, once, for my sister's birthday.
What is it like? Because I'm going there. You must tell me a little bit about it. A little bit, don't exclude too much.
Well, choose something that you wouldn't normally eat. That's what I do when I go to a restaurant. There was the Bridges Hotel where I work for my other job.
Yeah.
And we went there for a couple of nights, me and my partner, and we tried rabbit.
Rabbit?
Yeah. I mean, because it's something that you don't have every day.
I haven't tried rabbit, I've tried duck.
Well, you should.
Mm.
It's delicious. Well, yeah, so that would be my recommendation. I don't think I have a clear view or recommendation of what you should have, but my recommendation would be to try something new that you don't normally eat.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's always a good rule to follow, I think. Mm-hmm. So should we wrap up the show now, Josh?
Yes, we may.
All right. Who are our sponsors?
I'd like to thank Renaissance Group. You can go to www.renaissancegroup to find out more about
their services.
Yep. And our website, which is Mel.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. And have you been listening to our podcast lately, Josh?
No.
Okay. Much like the rest of you, probably. So you can find those at planetaudio.org.nz. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Peace.
Chillax.
Chillax.
Daydreaming, the wind in my hair, the salt in the air, no worries, no cares, and you're there scheming, escaped to the dunes to hide from the group, just wanna spend time with you. Laying side by side with Catch a Fire on the radio. Can we get so high? Cause we ain't got no place to go. I'll never say goodbye, and you ain't never gonna be alone. The promise we made, promise we broke, but I still remember that summer. Oh, the taste of your lips while the sun went down, so sweet. And I could exist in that summer. Oh, 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 oh. Close my eyes and get lost in the memory and just drift away. Just drift away. I stay dreaming as day turns to night. That look in your eyes, I know it's for life, us two. So it's day scheming, the places we see, people we meet, a house by the beach, bitter patter of feet, all that I need, yeah. Laying side by side, Santeria on the radio. Yeah, we get so high, cause we ain't got no place to go. I'll never say goodbye, and you ain't never gonna be alone. The promise we made, promise we broke, but I still remember that summer. Oh, the taste of your lips while the sun went down, so sweet. And I could exist in that summer. Oh, 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 oh. Close my eyes and get lost in the memory and just drift away. Just drift away. Yeah. Just drift away. Just drift away.
So sweet.
Just drift away.
Daydreaming. So sweet.
Just drift away.
Daydreaming.
Oh, oh.
So sweet.
Just drift away.
Daydreaming. So sweet. Daydreaming.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Oh, just drift away.
Thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 PM or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 PM for more news from disabled people, by disabled people, and for disabled people.